Mythbusters. Let's have a yarn about alcohol and drugs. This resource is designed for students in years 7 to 12. It contains information about the real facts on alcohol and drugs. The key messages of this fact sheet are: most young people don't drink or use illicit drugs. Most Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people don't drink or smoke at all. Smokes are not part of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture.
It's important to understand the realities of who actually uses drugs and alcohol. We are going to look at what sort of myths and rumours you might have heard about alcohol and drugs and tell you the real facts.
Myth. Everybody's using alcohol and drugs, especially Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people.
Fact. It might look like everybody is drinking alcohol or taking drugs from what you see online or on TV. The truth is that most people your age don't drink alcohol, smoke, or have tried an illegal drug. 70% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders from 15 to 19-year-olds have never smoked. You are in the majority if you are avoiding drugs and alcohol. 3 in 5 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people indicated they drank alcohol less than one day a year.
Myth. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people drink more alcohol than non-Indigenous people.
Fact. Actually, there are more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults and young people who don't drink alcohol compared to non-Indigenous young people and adults. 27% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth have never tried alcohol compared to 22% non-Indigenous youth. 31% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults don't drink alcohol, whereas roughly 23% of non-Indigenous people don't drink.
Myth. It is safe to drive after smoking cannabis, also known as ganja or yandi.
Fact. Smoking cannabis slows down your brain and body and changes your spirit. It makes it harder to concentrate on what you're doing and hard to move your body. This is why, if you use cannabis and start driving a car, you could crash and hurt yourself or someone else. In fact, you're about 3 times more likely to crash a car after smoking cannabis compared to when you're sober. Remember, cannabis changes how you think and act, so it's important to stay safe and not drive after using cannabis.
Myth. Smokes are part of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture.
Fact. While sharing smokes can be common in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, smokes aren't part of traditional culture. Aboriginal culture is more than 60,000 years old. While some Aboriginal communities did chew native plants that contain nicotine, smokes were only introduced to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities around 300 to 400 years ago.
Myth. It's too hard to give up smokes because we share them around.
Fact. Anyone can give up smokes, even with sharing. It might be hard to not take a smoke when everyone else around you is smoking, but there are lots of ways to avoid smoking when someone offers you one, without having to say no. What you could do if someone offers you a smoke. Be assertive. You could say why you don't want to smoke.
I'd rather spend my time doing sports.
Or,
I don't want to smoke in front of my family or little kids.
Make an excuse. For example,
nah, I'm good. Got a sore throat.
Use delay tactics. Put someone off until later. For example,
not right now, cuss. I'll have one later.
Be a broken record. Continually say
no
politely over and over again. Walk away for a bit when others start offering smokes.
Not right now. Gotta talk with my mum.
Avoid the situation. Avoid hanging out with regular smokers if you are trying to quit. Or ask people around you not to smoke when you do hang out with them.
Myth. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are genetically more susceptible to alcohol use.
Fact. The reasons for alcohol use disorder in any person are complex and varied. This is also true for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. For example, people might use to deal with problems in their lives, or because more people around them use alcohol. We explore this further in our fact sheet on why young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people use drugs.